When you get up there, you'll kind of...
I'll put it together.
I've just been trying to think of a thing that happened.
Well, you know, you were telling about the dogs. I always wanted, and you said you had hound dogs?
Well, no, they were bird dogs.
But
my father, you know, then you could kill anything. You could, they'd kill ducks and quail. And my mother liked, we would call it a chachalaca. You know what a chachalaca is?
Yeah.
A pheasant. And we used to have them. And that was her favorite. We don't have those chachalacas anymore. It used to make a lot of noise. And I never cared for ducks. There's only one member of the family that could cook a duck that didn't taste like a duck. You know, there's that gamey taste, you know. But it's just, it's really, a lot of those things that...
Well, you said, did the pheasants make a lot of noise around the house? Is that...
No, they were out, but see, we don't have any. In fact, a lot of people never heard of them down here, but we had a few. We had some way back there.
Well, did you have any kind of dogs that made a lot of noise around the house? Were they running wild?
No, they, bird dogs, they used to stay around. And a bird dog is not a nervous dog. But I had poodles, and they are a nervous dog. And I never cared for the Chihuahua dogs. You know what they are, the little, or the hairless. Have you ever seen a hairless dog?
Never have seen a hairless.
Uh-huh. They used to have them.
How much hair do they have on them?
Nothing.
None?
It's just like your skin.
No hair. I've never seen one. Was there any kind of mixed breeds there?
Oh, yes. I don't guess that we ever had except the $700 dog my father had, this Yankee from up north. And he was down here. I don't know why he came down here. We had no railroad. We didn't have, he must have come by his stagecoach. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, what kind of dog was that? What'd you call that? The $700 dog.
I can't. Well, it was a bird dog. Some kind of a bird dog. And my father, he needed the money, right? So my father always said the $700 bird dog. He said he promised to send the money back, but he never did. But my father had the dog. And I think the dog lived to a ripe old age.
Well, did you have a name for those kind of dogs? You know, that was not a poodle or some.
I forget the names. You see, listen, my father and my brothers, they enjoyed the outdoor life, you know, hunting and all. And they had, I remember we had a beautiful bird dog, and his name was Spot. He had spots. And I'll tell you about the horses we had. My father used to drive. He wanted a good horse, and we had a horse that he used to go up to San Antonio and buy horses.
What did he hold when he was driving?
And we had, well, he had what they call a JIC bit. And he had one horse named Nigger, black. And I was in the automobile with the buggy. You know, a buggy has two wheels, you know. And coming up from the plantation, and I knew that there was something. I was old enough to know. See, my mother was living. I might have been 10, 11 years old. And I knew that things weren't, there was something going on, but not old enough to ask questions. And so it was coming from the San Juan Plantation. And I had driven, see, my mother had gotten so she didn't want my father to drive alone, and he would never take a deputy with him. But he would, we'd drive alone, and finally that day, I wanted to go. And you see, I had heard all about these people trying to kill him, and that there was trouble. So coming along, and it's a place, and I was coming from the plantation.